What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Paul, I want to play a computer screen.
Why you allowed me up so? Is that email me get from one of my friend? Is not that big of a deal?
So you know, see a picking them at the adult thing? What you mean it's not a big deal? Look there, the girl in our school uniform. Why you a watch that? You a madman? Suppose I did for your picnic or your sister. You try delete it off of the computer and not send it to nobody else. Cause if police catch you, you could be in big trouble, pal.
Persons found with or distributing material deemed to be child pornography may find themselves on the wrong side of the law. But what would be considered pornographic and therefore prohibited material? Stay tuned for the answer. This is You and the Law, and I'm Lorraine Mendez. The Child Pornography Prevention Act was passed in 2009, making it illegal to possess, distribute, and produce pornographic material featuring children. Anyone who knowingly causes a child to be involved in the production of child pornography is guilty of an offense under the law. Deputy Director of Legal Reform in the Ministry of Justice, Maurice Bailey, outlines some other offenses.
Section 4 speaks about persons who produce it, distribute it, imports it, exports it, advertises it, you know, or possesses it for any of those kinds of purposes. That's a criminal offense now. Section 5 speaks about just possessing it, perhaps for some kind of enjoyment or use. And those are the main offenses.
So basically, you could be arrested, charged, and convicted for involving a child in it, making it, distributing it, or possessing it. But what exactly is it? What constitutes child pornography? Well, this is defined as any visual representation that shows a child or someone made to look like a child engaged in sexual activity. And the comprehensive definition doesn't stop there.
Any visual representation that depicts for a sexual purpose the genitals, breasts, pubic area, or anal region of a child, or depicts a child being subjected to torture, cruelty, or physical abuse in a sexual context.
Of course, a child is any person under age 18. Audio recording or written material depicting sexual activities with a child is also illegal. Child pornography cases are tried in the Supreme Court. Anyone found guilty of an offense under this act may be imprisoned for up to 20 years. Bodies corporate, meaning companies or groups of individuals, may also be involved in child pornography, and they too would face harsh penalties upon conviction.
The management of that company, for example, could face a fine or imprisonment not exceeding 20 years, and the body itself, the company, can be fined. A person who receives a financial or other benefit, knowing that it results from this kind of an offense, also commits a crime and is liable.
Deputy Director of Legal Reform in the Ministry of Justice, Maurice Bailey. Now that you're aware of what constitutes child pornography and the seriousness of offenses connected with the Child Pornography Prevention Act, keep in mind that you have a duty to report anyone who's involved in this type of activity. You can make reports by calling the police, the Child Development Agency, the Center for the Investigation of Sexual Offenses and Child Abuse, or the Office of the Children's Registry. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out our website at jis.gov.jm. You may also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. On behalf of studio engineer Douglas Harper, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.